弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们有再一次可以一同寻求主的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek the Lord together.
我们在这边祷告。
Let us have further words of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
实在是你在等候我们。
Truly, it's you who have been waiting for us.
我们需要你特别的怜悯，也特别的恩待。
We need your special mercy and grace.
我们才能够成为一个真正能够等候并催促你再来的人。
So we can become someone who truly wait and hasten your coming.
我们感谢你还有这样的机会给我们预备。
Thank you still giving us the opportunity to be prepared.
你知道等候你再来并不是我们自然的心思。
You know that it's not our natural thoughts to wait for your coming back.
你知道这也不是我们天然的心愿。
And it's also not our natural will.
我们求你向我们心说话。
Do pray that you speak to our hearts.
求你为着让我们蒙更大的怜悯向我们心说话。
For the sake that we can receive even more mercy that you can speak to our hearts.
想说话的，想翻译的，想听话的，主要说你第一手的话语。
Speak your first hand words to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen.
我们都一同等候在你的面前。
Together we wait before you.
因为只有你鉴察人心。
For only you are the one who searches hearts.
也只有你知道我们真正的需要是什么。
And you are the only one who knows what our needs are.
也只有你能告诉我们，我们怎样才能够预备装饰整齐。
Only you can tell us how we can be prepared and be ready.
也只有你才能够给我们印证，给我们称许，我们是在你面前预备好的。
And only you can give us the testimony and praises that we are ready.
我们求你向我们显现。
Do pray that you reveal yourself to us.
想说话的，翻译的，想听话的，真是显现你自己。
Greatly reveal yourself to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear.
我们需要你的显现。
We need your manifestation.
我们需要你给我们新鲜活泼的话。
And we need your living and alive words.
我们需要你触摸我们心的深处。
Do need your to touch the depths of our hearts.
我们需要你把我们心里面的结能够解开。
Do pray that you can remove all the hindrance in our hearts.
我们需要你使我们里面真是有清洁的心，无愧的良心和无伪的信心。
So we can have a pure heart, clear conscience and unfailing love.
求你做人所不能做的工作。
Do the work that man cannot do.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places of scripture.
先读启示录第二十二章第七节。
Let's read Book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 7.
看啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
然后，十二节。
And verse
22, chapter 22, verse
12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来。愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the spirit and the bride said, Come, and let him that hears say, Come, and let that is a thirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He which testifies these things says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
我们再读启示录第十四章第一到第五节。
Let's look at Book of Revelation chapter 14, verse 1 through 5.
我又观看, 见羔羊站在锡安山, 同他又有144,000人, 都有他的名, 和他父的名, 写在额上。
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads.
我听见从天上有声音, 像重水的声音, 和大雷的声音, 并且我所听见的, 好像弹琴的, 所弹的琴声。
And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harps, harping with their harps.
他们在宝座前, 并在四活物和众长老前, 歌唱, 唱歌, 仿佛是新歌, 除了从地上买来的那144,000人以外, 没有人能学这歌。
And they sung as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth.
这些人未曾沾染妇女, 他们原是童身, 羔羊无论往哪里去, 他们都跟随他, 他们是从人间买来的, 做初熟的果子, 归于神和羔羊。
These are they which were not defiled with woman, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
在他们口中查不出谎言来, 他们是没有瑕疵的。
And in their mouth was found no guilt, for they are without fault before the throne of God.
请大家特别注意一下第四节的这句话哈。 羔羊无论往哪里去, 他们都跟随他, 他们是从人间买来的, 做初熟的果子, 归于神和羔羊。
Please pay attention to the verse 4, which says, These are they which follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
刚才我们读的这个启示录22章的, 我必快来, 看了我必快来。
As we have just read in Book of Revelation chapter 22, it says, Behold, I shall come quickly.
我们说过这是宣告的话, 这不是一个讨论的话。
We have mentioned that this is a proclamation.
所以这是一定要发生的。
Therefore, this shall definitely happen.
所以如果我们不在意, 它还是要发生的。
So even though we don't pay attention, it still will happen.
但是呢, 对于这个在主面前蒙恩的人来讲,
But for those who are saved by grace before the Lord,
我们应该主说的什么话, 我们心里应该是很看重。
It shall be that we pay attention to whatever the Lord says.
所以希望主怜悯我们, 把这个对我们好像是客观的话, 现在变成主观的话。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us, so those objective words become subjective towards us.
那预备迎接主的再来, 其实从我们的角度是, 无从着手的。
Actually, to be prepared and be ready for His coming, actually, there's nothing we can do.
因为他所给我们预备的救恩是我们没有想过、没听过、我们没看过的。
For the salvation He has prepared us is what we have never thought, have never seen, and never heard.
连我们怎么得救, 我们都自己都觉得是一头雾水。
Even we are confused how we got saved.
那 真是预备好迎接他的再来, 除非他启示我们。
Unless he reveals to us, otherwise we cannot be ready for his coming.
如果他不启示我们, 我们从来不知道怎么预备。
If he does not reveal to us, we never know how to be prepared.
所以如果我们能够进入这个预备的状态, 其实是我们跟主的关系能够恢复一个正常的状态。
So in order for us to be entered into the condition of being prepared, it's that we have to our condition being together with the Lord shall be back to normal.
但是我们非常感谢主，启示录不但主宣告说他要再来。
But truly thank the Lord that in the Book of Revelation, not only our Lord proclaimed that He shall come back.
在启示录里面也给我们看到，有许多在主再来的人，在主再来的时候，他们在主面前是特别被主称许的人。
And we also see in the book of Revelation, there's a group of people that when the Lord comes back, they are being praised by the Lord.
所以我们看到他们可以到神的宝座前。
So we see that they're able to come before the throne of God.
今天我们在地上我们就觉得很满意的，但是神是要我们可以到他宝座前。
It might be that we already satisfy us we're on earth today, but God would like us to come before His throne.
那我们怎样能到宝座前呢？
So how can we come before His throne?
其实对我们来讲，又是一个我们很困难的东西。
Actually, it's something also difficult for us.
但是在刚才我们读的十四章里面。
But in the chapter 14 we read,
这里有一批人。
There's a group of people
被带到宝座前。
Being brought before the throne.
前面我们也提过在第七章也有一批。
And we have also mentioned there was a group of people in chapter 7.
但这一批人呢，他的特别的重点是，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
But in this chapter 14, the special characteristics of those people is wherever the lamb goes, they follow.
而且这个跟随的结果是什么呢？他们是人从人间买来的，做粗俗的果子，归于神和羔羊。
And the result of their following is that they were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
所以因为他们跟随羔羊。
Because they follow the Lamb.
所以他们生命成长。
So their life grew.
因为他们跟随羔羊。
Because they follow the Lamb.
他不但生命成长，而且成为最早成熟的那一批叫粗熟的果子。
Not only their life grew, but they become the first fruits who are first, become first matured.
在旧约里面我们知道，如果就照着旧约那个律法的那个献祭
，In the Old Testament, according to the sacrificial laws,
初熟的果子是献给耶和华的。
First fruits shall be offered to Jehovah.
我想我跟弟兄姊妹常常有同共同的困难。
I think myself and brothers and sisters should have this common difficulty.
我们以前都不喜欢跑在最前面。
We did not like to run as the first ones.
因为什么？碰到困难是最前面的第一个碰到。
Because those who run as the first ones in the front are those who enter difficulty first.
也许做错的是第一个做错的。
It might be that those are the ones who make mistakes the first.
我在学生时代或者年轻的时候，这个我们那些都要排队啊，对不对
？When I was young a student, we had to line up.
我几乎都是前面四个的四个的其中一个。
I was almost the top four ones.
那你知道走得好就很好，走不好呢，第一个被骂就这四个。
If we walk well as we lined up, it was good. But if we did not do well, then those were the first four ones were the ones being yelled at.
所以我们通常会有个心态，我们是躲在后面，对吧
？So usually we have the heart we would like to hide behind.
不要最后一个，但也不要做第一个。
Not being the last one, nor want to be the first one.
但你这里在神面前有一批人。
But before God, there is a group of people.
神说他是初熟的果子。
God said that they are the first fruits.
就是首先成熟的。
Being mature first.
那他怎么能成熟呢
？So how do they get mature?
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
Wherever the lamb goes, they follow.
所以这有一个重要的功课。
So there's a very important lesson.
所以我们要长大成熟，要先认识羔羊。
So in order for us to grow and become mature, first we have to know the Lamb.
主若怜悯我们，也许我们在这个粗俗的这个怎么讲？这个粗俗的这个群体里面，也许有机会。
If the Lord has mercy upon us, that we might have the chance to become those among the first fruits.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你最近会不会觉得这个主再来，这个各样的事局啊，这个。这些环境特别感觉那个特别强烈。
Don't know if you feel so strongly about Lord's coming regarding the environment and those things happen.
我自己感觉是越来越强烈。
I truly feel strongly about it.
尤其是现在这些地上这些国家啊、局势啊、政治啊各方面变化更像。
Especially all the news or political happenings around the world.
好，我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at Gospel Book of John, Chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第二十九节。
John Chapter 1, Verse 29.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看，神的羔羊。” 除去世人罪孽。
The next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and says, Behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world.
再看第一章三十五节。
And chapter 1 verse 35.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪、啊，这是神的羔羊。”
Again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
所以这里提了两次神的羔羊。
So here mentioned two times the Lamb of God.
第一次神的羔羊是看哪、啊，神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
First time it mentioned, Behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world.
所以羔羊的脚中，一个脚中什么？它是赎罪，它是神的羔羊来解决人类罪的问题。
So one of the footsteps of the Lamb is that He is the Lamb of God to resolve the sins of the world.
赎罪我们是没有份的。
There's no part we can take to redeeming the sins.
但是刚才另外一个地方。看哪、啊，神的羔羊，这个是讲羔羊的脚中。
But another place it says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Talks about the footsteps of the Lamb.
所以羔羊不但为我们赎罪，羔羊也把我们在神面前该走的路来告诉我们。
So the Lamb does not just redeeming the sins for us, but the Lamb also shows us how we shall walk before God.
我试着看看哈，因为我觉得有点困难。就是很短的时间要把约翰福音把羔羊的脚中能够讲得给大家明白呢，的确是一件挑战的事情。
Let me try to use this short time to explain to you about the footsteps of the Lamb using Gospel of John.
如果讲得不清楚你可以问我，如果这次讲不完呢，也许主允许我再下次再来讲好吗？
If it's not clear this time, please ask me. And if I'm not able to finish, and if Lord's willing, I will finish next time.
好，我们看一下，我们一边看一下圣经，一边讲，这样你看得比较清楚一点。
So let's look at the Bible while we share.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
So John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we behold His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
这里有一个住在我们中间。
Dwells among us.
这其实原文就是支搭帐篷在我们中间。
The original is that tabernacle among men.
这是羔羊他来到地上的重要的目的。
That's a very important purpose for the Lamb to come to earth.
他支搭帐篷在我们中间，也就是要神要与人同住。
For him to tabernacle among us is that God would like to dwell with man.
那同时另外一件事情就是他在建造一个神永远的帐篷。
Another thing is that he's building an eternal tabernacle of God.
那是哪里呢？
So where is it?
那就启示录第二十二页二十二，新耶路撒冷。
So that is the New Jerusalem mentioned in the book of Revelation, start from chapter 21, 20, 21, 22.
所以他是从天降下，仍然在天。
So he descends from heaven, but he's still in heaven.
他虽然来到人间，但是他是在做天上的工作。
So although he's on earth, but he's still doing the heavenly work.
所以他虽然与我们同在，但他是把我们建造成为天上的耶路撒冷。
So although he's with us, but he's building us into the New Jerusalem in heaven.
所以我们是他建造的材料。
So we are his material of the building.
那新耶路撒冷的材料就是金子、宝石、珍珠。
The building material for New Jerusalem is gold, precious stones, and jewels.
所以那些都是透明的。
So those are all transparent.
所以他在我们身上做一个工作呢，让我们成为在神面前是个透明的。
So he's doing the work in us, so we become transparent before God.
那这个透明的有什么特别的？
So what's so special about the transparency?
因为新耶路撒冷并没有殿，是羔羊，就是那它本身就像一个神的殿一样。
For that, in New Jerusalem, there is no temple for the Lamb. He is the temple of God.
所以整个城呢，是把神的荣耀、神的荣光透出来的。
So the whole city is to shine forth the glory and light of God.
所以他今天支搭帐篷在我们身上。
So today he tabernacle among us.
他把我们制作成为新耶路撒冷的实际。
He makes us to become the reality of the New Jerusalem.
也就是他的荣耀要借着我们能够透露出去。
Is that His glory shall be shined forth through us?
所以我们如果传福音给别人
，So if we share gospel to others,
我们其实不是把道理给别人。
It's not that we share doctrine to people.
如果我们只有把道理给别人，人从我们身上看不见神，看不见神的同在，看不见神的荣耀，其实我们所传的，人并不能遇见神自己。
If we just share doctrine to people and people cannot see God, cannot see His glory and His presence through us, then actually man cannot meet God Himself.
所以神用他充充满满的恩典和真理，把我们制作到一个地步，他与我们同住。
So God uses the riches of His grace and truth to build us into the point that He can dwell with us.
其实呢，他是要把我们预备成跟他永远同住。在新天新地里面
He would actually like us to make us so we can dwell together with Him all the time in the new heaven and earth.
所以这个他在我们身上做生命的工作
So He's doing the work of life on us.
让我们的生命能够变化更新
So our life can be transformed and renewed.
也就是要我们除要把我们身上旧生命能够除掉能够进入那个新生命的世界
So that our old life can be removed by entering into the reality of the new life.
所以他羔羊的脚中第一件事情就是要支搭帐幕在人间。
So the first thing about the footstep of the lamb is to tabernacle among men.
当这个事情成就的时候，完全成就的时候，新耶路撒冷是什么？从天而降。
When this is fully fulfilled, then the New Jerusalem shall descend from heaven to earth.
所以主在我们身上做这个工作的时候，因为我们是在地上生活，但他做的工作是天上的，啊，然后呢，时间到的时候呢，他又从天上降下来。
So although we are living on earth, but the work he's working on us is heavenly. So when the time comes that he shall descend from heaven.
那在这个约翰福音第二章。
In chapter 2 of John,
讲到是一个迦南的婚宴。
It's the wedding feast of Cana.
那其实呢，他是为他自己预备新妇。
It's actually our Lord prepares the bride for himself.
这个新妇是羔羊的新妇。
And that's the bride of the lamb.
这个新妇呢，若预备好的什么，是得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
When the bride is ready, that she's able to wear the white and bright linen.
所以呢，就是说，这就是圣徒所行的义，也就是神的义，不但他圣的义，神的义遮盖他，而且圣徒的义呢，那个神的义能够从他身上行出来。
And that is the righteousness of the saints. Not only God's righteousness covers the saints, but also God's righteousness is able to work through the saints.
神是爱，但神在我们身上做到一个地步呢，让我们呢。能够把神的义呢，能够见证出来。
God is love, but His work on us is to the point that we can testify His righteousness.
这是神很奇妙的工作。
And that's an amazing work of God.
但这是一个生命的工作。
And that's the work of life.
所以这个他羔羊的脚中是先把他要把他的生命在我们身上制作成功，让我们像他的生命。
So the first step of the lamb is that.He would like to work his life on us so our life can become like his life.
那在约翰福音呢第三章就提到说怎么样说他要把我们带进到他的国度里面。
And the third chapter of John is that he would like to bring us to enter into his kingdom.
那进入他的国度一个重要的关键就是什么我们需要重生。
So a very major focal point to enter into his kingdom is that we shall be born again.
是从上头生，不是从地上生。
To born from above, not from earth. From earth.
所以只有重生的人才能见神的国。
Only those who are born again can see the light of God.
所以重生的人他的眼光就不一样。
So those who are born again, their eyesight are different.
只有重生的人呢才能进神的国。
Only those who are born again can enter into the kingdom of God.
但是他为着要让我们能重生。
But for us to be born again.
他需要被钉十字架。
He has to be crucified.
这是羔羊的脚中。
And that's the first step of the lamb.
那所以呢，这个呢，主呢就他把他越 那个，我想我们读一下哈，三章十六节啊。
That's three, chapter 3, verse 16.
这是我们非常熟悉的圣经。
This is the verse that we are so familiar with.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God sent down his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他的罪就是在此。
And this is the condemnation, that the light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil.
凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds shall be reproved.
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
所以他钉十字架，不但是神的爱显明了。
So for him to be crucified, not only it's the manifestation of the love of God.
他被钉十字架，他把他的永远的生命赐给相信的人。
His crucifixion is that he gives his everlasting life to those who believe on him.
他也叫我们能够活在光中。
And he enables us to live under the light.
能够行在真理里面。
And to walk in truth.
他说活在光中，行在真理里面，这都是靠神而行。
To live in the light and walk in truth is by the work of God.
那为什么要这样？
Why has to be like this?
因为他要这个借着我们这样的实际，能够把天上的丰富能够带下来。
Through this reality that he can bring down the riches of heaven.
因为他是从天上来的。
For he comes from heaven.
如果我们没有得到这个天上的生命。
If we do not receive this heavenly life.
如果我们还受地上的种种的捆绑。
And if we are still being bounded by earthly things.
如果我们还活在旧的生命里面。
If we still live in this old life.
天上的丰富在我们身上很难彰显。
Then it's very hard for the riches of heaven to be manifested through us.
因为他说从天上来的是在万有之上。
For the, he says that those, he, the one from above is above all.
所以是个超越的。
It's surpassing.
从地上来的属乎地。
And those from earth is earthly.
那主是从天上来的。
And our Lord comes from heaven.
他来，他不但救我们，他也把在天上，在神那里他所见所闻的告诉我们。
He come not only to save us, but he tells us what he sees and heard from God.
所以当我们领受的时候，他就印上印来证明神是真的。
So when we receive, then he seals on us to testify that God is real.
那所以呢，他羔羊的脚中第一个方面就是把生命给我们。
So the first aspect of the life of the footstep of the lamb is that he gives us life.
那这个生命呢，是叫神可以自搭帐幕在人间，把神的国度显出来，也同时预备这羔羊的心腹。
So this life can let God tabernacle among men and also manifest his God's life and also be prepared for the lamb of the bride of the lamb.
那这个生命有什么特性呢？
So what's the special characteristics of this life?
这个生命是遵行神旨意的生命。
And this life obeys the commandment of God.
所以这个在约翰福音第四章三十四节这样讲。
So in John chapter 4 verse 34 says,
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。
Jesus says, My need is to do the will of them that sent me and to finish his work.
所以这个生命, 它是行在神旨意里面的生命。
So this is the life that walks in the will of God.
然后呢, 神呢, 就是说神要做的, 神要完成的事情, 要借着这样的生命才能够逐渐的完成。
So what God would like to accomplish can only be accomplished through this kind of life.
不但是如此呢, 这个生命呢, 它有个特性, 它凡事呢, 都是从天上起头, 从神, 从父神那里起头。
Not only that, but this life has a special characteristic is that everything is initiated from heaven, from God.
这是我们主耶稣在地上的时候, 他把他那个生命的那个光景，生命的那个表现显出来。
And that's the manifestation of our Lord when He walked on earth.
在约翰福音第五章十九节。
John chapter 5 verse 19.
耶稣对他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。”
Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for what things soever he does, this also does the Son likewise.
父爱子将自己所做的一切事指给他看，还要将比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。
For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you might marvel.
所以主的生命，主在地上的生活的那个实际就是什么？万有是本于他，依靠他，归于他，而且荣耀归给他。So
the reality of our Lord's life on earth is that all things is of Him, through Him, unto Him, and also glory be to Him.
所以主他自己并不随便这个起意要做什么。So
our Lord Himself does not initial anything.
他的起意呢？ 是因为他看见天上的父在他里面做的什么东西。So
when he initiates is when he sees the Heavenly Father, what the Heavenly Father would like to do.
他也不随便说什么话。And
our Lord also does not just say something casually.
他那个话出来呢, 是因为天父呢, 在他里面有一些的工作。Whatever
he says is because of the work of the Heavenly Father in him.
我想如果我们弟兄姊妹, 我们在一起互动的时候, 有的时候我们就会觉得这样的弟兄姊妹，我们觉得很奇怪。
Sometimes when we interact with brothers and sisters, we might feel certain brothers and sisters seem not strange.
因为我们活在地上，我们总有自己的想法，自有自己的做法。
As we live on earth, we have our own thoughts and way of doing things.
那如果有一些弟兄姊妹呢，他要等，他等天父在他身上有没有做，然后有就是有显明他的作为。
So for certain brothers and sisters, they would like to wait upon the Heavenly Father to manifest His work.
所以如果我们是一个很急性子的人，我现在问你一个问题，你马上要给我答案，那他在那里等，你知道我们就受不了。So
for some of us, if we would like to do everything in a rush, and when we ask those brothers and sisters some questions, we would like them to answer us so quickly that we cannot be impatient.
还有我们已经决定这个答案应该是这样。 但是如果他等到结果答案是另外一个样子，我们也受不了。Or
sometimes if we are already determined, we would like the answer to be certain way, but their answer after waiting becomes a different way, then we also cannot endure.
但主说什么？只凭着自己不能做什么。But
our Lord says that the Son can do nothing of Himself.
唯有看见父所做的，子才做。But
only He does what the Father, only He sees what the Father do, then He does.
父所做的事，子也照样做。
What things soever he does, is also the Son do likewise.
这是羔羊在地上行走的时候，他的实际的情况。
That's the reality of the lamb when he walks on earth.
他现在在宝座。
Now he's on the throne.
如果我们想要到宝座，
If we would like to go to the throne,
我们可能不能略过这样的功课。
Then we cannot skip this kind of lesson and not learn those.
但是我们要彼此鼓励或者包容。But
we have to bear with each other and encourage each other.
如果在我们当中有这样的弟兄姊妹，他愿意这样的学习。If
there are some brothers and sisters among us who would like to learn like this.
所以呢, 他对我们所很看重或者说我们所很急的事情呢，他反应不如我们所预期的。
Maybe they are not as what we expected as we see something that's important or in a rush.
我们需要允许他在主面前有充分的寻求。
We have to give them some room to have enough seeking before the Father.
我们常常因为我们很想怎样或者很急着怎样，我们不允许别人有寻求的机会。
Sometimes it's that we want something or we are in a hurry to have some judgment, to have some decision. Therefore, we do not let others to seek thoroughly.
但是羔羊主耶稣在地上的时候不是这样。
But the lamb when our Lord Jesus on the earth was not like this.
无论环境多紧急，无论环境多压迫，情况多紧急。
Regardless of how rush or press or hurry the situation is.
他不是环境的奴隶。
He's not a slave of the environment.
他不是被潮流推着跑。
And he's not just being rushed by the trend.
他里面有一个人看不见，但是在他里面是非常实际的，就是父在他里面做什么。
So he had something that's invisible to man, but that's very practical. It's a reality in him, which is whatever the Father does.
所以有时候我们需要问问我们自己。
So sometimes we need to ask ourselves.
我们信耶稣了。
We have believed on Jesus.
我们也可能对主很热忱。
And it might be we are so zeal toward the Lord.
但我们有没有经历过主在我里面做过什么？
But have we ever experienced that the Lord has done some work in us?
父真的在我里面做了什么东西吗？
Has the Father really done some work in me?
为什么我要今天是这样的跟随主？
Why do I follow the Lord this way today?
是因为潮流这样，是因为传统是这样，还是因为天父在我里面做了一个特别的工作？
Is it because of the worldly fashion or the tradition, or is it because Father has done a special work in me?
因为神在我里面做的工作，所以呢，我知道这是神对我的要求。
For because God has done work in me, therefore I know it's the requirement from God.
不但神对我的要求，是神对我的引导。
Not just the requirement from God to me, but it's the guidance of God.
这是除了客观呀，非常主观的一面。
It's not just objective, but very subjective.
所以你看主耶稣哈，他你从四福音看，他每次一做什么事情哈，都是让人遇见神。
So when we look at the four gospels, whenever whatever Lord Jesus did, he let people meet God.
为什么呢？因为神在他里面做，所以他一做出来是神在做。
Because God works in him, so whatever he does, it's actually the work from God.
他一说什么话，就叫那些为难他的人呢？就很痛苦。
So whatever he says, those who oppress him actually suffers.
为什么？因为神在他里面做，说出来的话刚刚好解决那个为难他的人的那个关键。
So it's that because God works in him, so that whatever he says actually resolve the question of those who oppress him.
但是当很害怕的人到他面前的时候，他还说不要怕。人就不怕。
And when those who are in fear comes before him, and he said, "Do not be afraid," then people no longer be in fear.
你试试看哈，如果主在我们里面不做事
，Just try it. If the Lord does not work in us,
你告诉人说不要怕，不要怕，不要怕，他不怕。
If you tell people that do not be afraid, then do you think if the people would really still be afraid?
啊，你知道哈，像我看那个球赛哈，以前我也是看那个，那个什么，有一次那个好像是一个青少棒，在美国的青少棒，在那个青少棒比赛。
Once I was watching the Major League Baseball game.
那一次哈，我想所有的人都那个媒体哈，所有的大会预测台湾队一定要拿冠军。
All the media predicts that the team from Taiwan will have the champion.
为什么呢？因为我看他后来放的是台湾那个台湾队哈，在这个青少棒历史上一直就是多少那种很强悍的那个在美国打遍所有一些强队的那个记录。
Because they were all tasking all the records of the team from Taiwan, which they had victory in the past.
不很可惜呢, 局势的发展不同。
But unfortunately, it did not turn out this way.
那个, 当到, 他本来是台湾队是领先的, 然后打到大概是 最后一局的时候呢, 被日本队就翻盘超过去。
Although Taiwan, the team from Taiwan was doing well at first, but at the very last, the team from Japan overcame.
然后那个教练就紧张了，就把那个投手板那里，把那个投手跟那个几个球员召聚在一起。
Then the coach got so nervous, so he was trying to talk to the batter.
我觉得他们那个心里的那个气势是已经下去了。
I think maybe they already felt downcasted.
那个教练怎么说呢？ 你多喊两声就不怕了。The
coach says that just yell loudly several times, then you would no longer be in fear.
是他们也喊了，但是怎么样，输了。They
still yelled, but they lost.
你知道吗？这个里面这些东西不是人可以模仿出来的。So
that's not something can be imitated by man.
神如果不恩待我们，If
God not being gracious to us,
神如果不在我们里面有工作，有给我们话。
If God does not work nor give us words,
我们必须承认，我们没有能力帮助那个需要帮助的人。
Then we really have to confess that we do not have the ability to help those who need help.
你怎么知道他需要安慰啊？
How do you know that someone needs to be comforted?
你说不要伤心，人就不伤心了吗？
Would the person no longer feel sad if you just tell them not be sad?
你说不要害怕，他真的不害怕了。
If you tell them not be in fear, will they just not be in fear anymore?
也许他还没那么怕，被我们讲几句更怕。
It might be that they are not as fear yet, but after we tell them don't be fearful, then they become even more fearful.
只凭着自己不能做什么。By
ourselves, we can do nothing.
唯有看见父做什么，自才做什么。Only
what he sees the Father do, then what things he does.
父所做的事，子也照样做。
And the whatsoever the Father does, those also the Son do likewise.
所以主讲这句话的时候，就是去医治那个38年的瘫子。
So when our Lord said this, that He healed the lame man who was lame for 38 years.
你想想，那个人瘫在那里38年。
That man was there, lying there for 38 years.
他还会觉得他还有希望吗？
Would he still feel he has any hope?
旁边人还觉得他有希望吗？
Will other people feel he has hope?
他起头的时候想说，只要那个水动一下哈，我跳下去我就医好。
At first he thought if the water moves, then he jumped down, then he can get healed.
也许他头几年还好一点，还可以就爬一下怎么样？但是呢，那38年呢，你怎么办？
It might be for first several years he might feel move a little bit, but after 38 years, how could he do?
他说。 水动的时候，没有人把我抬下去。
And he said, when the water moves, nobody helped him to get down.
他似乎是在一个完全的绝望的光景底下。
He seems in total desperate situation.
人的尽头，就是神的起头。
The end of man is the beginning of God.
当我们知道自己什么都不能的时候，
When we know we can do nothing,
神就要做事。
Then God starts to do His work.
我讲知道自己什么都不能，不是说你真的不能。我再讲一次哈，我们知道我们自己不能，并不是说你真正不能做什么事。
What I mean that when we know we can do nothing does not mean that truly I know I can do nothing.
你知道有很多人他是跟别人比较起来，他是比别人更强的。
We know that some people is actually more capable compared with others.
但他知道他自己的不能。
But they know that they cannot do anything.
所以曾经有人讲说，聪明人的话，知道自己有几个不知道。
Some people say the wise people know how many they do, how much they do not know.
那常常我们是不知道自己不知道。
So actually, for us, it's that we do not know, we don't know.
我们只知道我们知道。
We keep thinking we know.
我什么都知道。
We know everything.
但是就不知道自己不知道。
But we do not know. We do not know anything.
但这里讲说怎么样说？人的尽头，神的起头， 就是你知道你不知道。
But the end of man is the beginning of God is that we know that we cannot do anything.
那这时候神就做工了。
And this time that God starts to do work.
所以当这人没办法的时候，神知道他自己也没希望，别人也觉得他没希望。
So when this man really has cannot do anything, God knows that he's in such hopeless state, and people think that he's hopeless.
可能他就想说哈，哎呀，每天来这里躺，躺到死算数了。
He might think that I'll just come to lay here until I die.
啊，就躺吧，已经38年了嘛，没再躺，可能再躺几年就没有了。
It's already been 38 years, so it might just be a few more years.
没想到主耶稣就来了。
But without expectation, our Lord came.
因为主知道，要在这个人显出神复活的能力。
Because Lord knows that He will manifest the power of resurrection through this man.
哦，这是一个生命的特质。
And that's a special characteristic.
万有是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
All things is of Him, through Him, and unto Him.
所以呢，他要叫我们能够与他一同活着。
So that He can enable us to live together with Him.
而且他的生命的特质呢，是活在灵里面。
And the special characteristics of the life is to live in spirit.
所以我们真的弟兄姊妹要彼此鼓励。
So brothers and sisters shall encourage each other.
因为我们活在魂里面是很熟悉的。
Because it's so familiar for us to live in our souls.
进到灵里面对我们来讲是很陌生的。
But it's very unfamiliar to us to enter into the spirit.
但是神的生命是在我们灵里面做工的。
But God's life works within our spirit.
神的生命是从我们的灵里面做出来到魂，然后再到外面。
God works from spirit to soul and to outward.
所以也许我们会经过一个矛盾的过程。
So we might go through some conflict.
我想的是一回事，我的思考是一回事。
Our thoughts are one thing.
但是呢，我心里面，我灵里面的感觉是另外一情况。
But my heart, how my spirit feels is different.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你是不是经历过这种东西。
I don't know if brothers and sisters have felt this, have gone through this process.
这对我来讲是很熟悉的。
It's very familiar to me.
我在很年轻时候就觉得很熟悉。
I was really so familiar with this when I was very young.
我心里所感受的，跟我所思考的是不同的。
What my heart feels and what my mind thinks is different.
如果没有信主的话，我说是人格分裂。
If I have not yet believed the Lord, I would think it's schizophrenia.
因为有两种感觉。
Because there are two feelings.
我不是不会思考，但是我怎么思考呢？但是我心里那个感觉跟我的思考就不一致。
Whatever I think or my heart feels is so different.
那这怎么办？
So what should I do?
除非我们被神带到一个地步，这个你发现你心里所想的，这个你心里面的是出于神的。
Unless that God bring us to the point that we realize what we feel in our heart is from God，
是更准确，是更宝贵的。
Then it's more accurate, more precious.
否则你不会学会顺服圣灵。
Otherwise, we cannot learn to obey the Holy Spirit.
因为我已经有想法了。
Because we already have some thoughts.
那圣灵在我心里面做工。
But the Holy Spirit works within me.
那我的想法我是熟悉的。
And my thoughts are familiar to me.
圣灵在我心里面做工，我是陌生的。
And it's unfamiliar to me with the work of the Spirit.
那我们习惯就跟随熟悉的，我们拒绝着陌生的。
So our habit is that we follow what we are familiar with and we reject what we are unfamiliar with.
所以主的话语是在我的心里面，不是在我的思考里面。
So Lord's words is within my heart, not in my mind.
是要把我从我的思考里面带出来。
To deliver me from my thoughts, my mind.
但是呢，我呢，却是什么？习惯于我的思考，我就把这个主在我里面的那个话呢压下去。
But I'm so used to what I'm familiar with, what I think, so I oppress the words of God.
但主说什么？我的话就是灵，就是生命。
But Lord says my words are spirit and life.
他的话就是灵，就是生命，所以他在我们灵里面做工，要把我们带到生命的实际里面去。
His words are spirit and life, therefore he works within our spirit to bring us into a reality of life.
所以说我们如果没有学会顺从灵而把这个魂割下来，那这个生命在我们身上就长不大。
So if we have not learned to obey the spirit and lay down the soul, then the life in us cannot grow.
而每次当你顺服灵的时候，你就知道你遇见了神。
Every time when we obey the spirit, we know we have met God.
神不但引导我们，神也检查我们。
God not only leads, guides us, but He also searches us.
所以这是，所以主说，所以这个生命，所以他来不但为我们挂在十字架上，他要把生命给我们。
So He come not only crucified on the cross for us, but He also would like to give His life to us.
带我们进入一个全新的生活，就是顺服圣灵的生活。
To bring us into a new life, which is the life to obey the Holy Spirit.
在这个生活里面呢，我们那个生命，新的生命，从天上来的生命，在我们里面逐渐长大。
And this kind of life, the heavenly life, starts to grow within us.
要长到一个地步，在约翰福音第七章说，活水的江河从里面出来。
To grow to the point that outflow the spring of living water.
这表示圣灵在我们身上很自由啊。
So the Holy Spirit has freedom among us.
圣灵在我们身上充满我们，而且可以流出去，我们成为那个通道，可以出去。
The Holy Spirit fills us and it can outflow. We become the channel of His living water.
所以如果这个光景在我们身上的话，
So if this condition is on us.
所以这个光景如果真的在弟兄姊妹身上，弟兄姊妹一说话，我就感觉遇见神。
So if this condition is on brothers and sisters, as soon as they speak, we feel that we met God.
或者弟兄姊妹一做事，我就感觉圣灵与他同在。
Or whenever the brothers and sisters do something, then we know the Holy Spirit is with them.
因为他是活水的江河从他身上流出去嘛。
As that's the outflow of the living water.
所以他不管说话，他做事，他是顺着圣灵的流在那里做的嘛。
So whether he does work or say things, it's according to the flow of the Holy Spirit.
所以他一顺着圣灵做的时候，他就不但是让我们外面的眼睛看见，震撼到我们里面的心里面了。
So when he does according to the flow of the living flow of the Holy Spirit, then it does not we just only see, but also impacting our hearts.
不但是震撼我们的心里面，不是叫我们害怕，而是叫我们说，哎呀，看见神真的是很荣耀的，神是很丰富的。 神的心意是良善的。
Not just impact our hearts, but also we see that God is so rich and His will is so good.
所以我相信这个到宝座的这些的圣徒。
So I trust that those saints who come before the throne of God.
是神的生命在他们身上是丰富的，不然他不会成熟啊，不会叫出熟的果子。
God's life on them are so abundant, otherwise they would not become mature, would not be called the first fruits.
不但是他们经历的神，他们也成为别人经历神的一个重要的帮助。
Not only they have experienced God, but they also become a great help for others to experience God.
不但他们认识神，人一跟他们一相处起来，就知道神的确是又真又活的神。
Not only they know God, but when other people interact with them, people will know that God is the true and living God.
他们走在神的旨意里面。 所以这些接触的人知道，神的旨意在他们身上是确定的，是明朗的，是实在的。
As they walk in the will of God, so those who interact with them, they know God's will is so assured, so correct, and also it's reality.
所以跟他们在一起的，不会生命没有方向的。
So those who are with them, they should not have any purpose for their lives.
所以这是宝贵的事情。
So that's something so precious.
我想时间到了，我就先停到这。
I think the time is up, so let's have words of prayer.
主若愿意的话，我们可以再思考下去。
If the Lord's willing, we will continue to meditate.
主，我们谢谢你，把话赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the words.
愿你宝血遮盖。
May your precious blood cover
us. 愿你给我们回头的亮光。
And give us the light as we look back.
愿你教我们怎样。 跟随羔羊,
Pray that teach us you how to follow the Lamb.
叫我们能够成为那初熟的果子,
so we become the first fruits.
主若愿意的话, 能够在我们当中兴起可以能够来到宝座的, 这样的圣徒。
If you are willing, Lord, do pray that you build up the brothers and sisters here so we can come before the throne.
不但主你得到荣耀, 你的教会也得到建造。
Not only you receive the glory, but also your church can be built.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.